Republicans in Delaware have fallen on hard times with no statewide offices, big minorities in the General Assembly, and abysmal voter registration totals. WHYY's Chris Barish reports a veteran Kent County state senator now wants to oust a Sussex County lawyer as the party chair.
Dave Lawson was a political newcomer when he defeated longtime Democratic incumbent Nancy Cook in 2010. He's a retired state trooper and Vietnam veteran who usually wins re-election without opposition. Now he's challenging Julianne Murray to lead the state GOP. Murray won the unpaid post 2 years ago after running unsuccessfully for governor and attorney general.
I didn't come in at the top, I've come in at the bottom, and that's usually the better leader when you come up through the ranks. I think I can bring people together, and I'm just tired of losing. I bring a winning history. I know how to lead. I know how to run campaigns. I know the ground game.
Murray counters that the party has made financial and operational strides since she took the helm and had high turnout at the polls in November. But Democrats hold a nearly 2-to-1 registration advantage, and for the first time, there's more people who are unaffiliated or in a minor party than there are Republicans.
Granted, the election did not come out the way that we wanted it to, but we can demonstrate that the direction we are going is having a positive effect. And so ultimately, even though I have publicly said being a party chair is a soul-sucking, spirit-crushing job, we haven't finished. And so these next 2 years are needed to get to that next level.
The GOP's 341 delegates will vote for party chair at their annual convention in June. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.